I'm chatting here with Carla Cramp of podofficesolutions.ie. The email address, if you'd like to get in touch, is podofficesolutions@gmail.com. And Cara is the managing director of this great company, which is a startup this year. Great. So, it's a great idea. So I'm going to push on slightly because I want to find out what you did with Bridget.ie, and in particular Stephanie Langer, who's the managing director of that company. What did they do? And it sounds like a really good relationship in terms of what the company has done for you and what you've done with them.
Sure, yeah. Well, the first site I was looking for was sourcing materials for building the pods. And I was looking globally, and I narrowed it down to the EU for logistical reasons. And I looked at the UK and Germany, and we were trying to get the highest quality products together for the pods. And I, because of Brexit, I had to have a plan B. So we went for Germany, and Stephanie, being from Germany and with her company, which is building supply chains and building relationships between Germany and Ireland, was an obvious choice for us then. So she has helped us to source some materials from Germany that are of the highest quality spec that we can find at the moment. And she has also helped us in a marketing perspective, trying to increase our presence here in Ireland, and also to help us build relationships with companies in Germany so that they can provide us with solutions in Ireland.
So it's been a natural fit, because when you get busy like that, it is very hard to actually go and look for leads and keep the building of the business going when you're so hard working on the actual projects. Speaking of which, I think you've had a really nice one come on board in the last while, which is very exciting. So your sales are going through the roof.
Yeah, our sales are doing really well, and domestically, because I suppose that's where Stephanie came on board as well with her HR experience. Flexible working has become a real buzzword around Ireland in particular, and a lot of HR policies are actually being rewritten now for the flexible worker, for that person who wants to work from home, or even one day from home, 3 days from home. I think nowadays people realise that they can.
So you needed to find markets, suppliers, and generally be connected to a lot more people.
Yeah, so Stephanie has been fantastic with Bridget in opening doors for building relationships, building networking, and helping us develop harmonious relationships with Germany, where sometimes it could have been language barriers or just cultural barriers, and we just weren't quite understanding each other. And Stephanie would step in with emails, and she would sit on conference calls with us, and everything would be explained so that there wasn't any issues, you know, between be it language or just not getting our sense of humour.
And what was it? Yeah. And what was your first brief to Stephanie after you started working together? What was the kind of first thing you would like her to do?
Our first thing that we wanted her to do was to come up with a few suppliers in Germany that could meet my specific requirements around the modular build. Modular building, some people are worried about that it's a temporary fix, but our buildings are permanent. They're modular in that they're put together quickly.
So you needed to find suppliers for all that then?
Yeah, and something of a quality. And I suppose the Germans have been at this game for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they are providing top spec.
So she did a lot of research for you to take the hard work out of it in your case.
Exactly, yeah. Well, she's familiar with the logistics of Germany, and there's certain towns in Germany who spend a lot of and have invested a lot of technology in the modular construction world. And she knew how to pinpoint those and where to get the best suppliers straight away.
But I'm getting the feeling that you worked out very well how it would work, and the working relationship has been very good, because clearly you're still working together, and I can see that happening for some time
in the
future.
We are. One of our first meetings actually was in a playground with our children.
Which is terrific,
So that was how relaxed the relationship was. And from there, it was really emails, phone calls, conference calls, and just toing and froing, and Stephanie was in between with Bridget all the time, just making sure that the relationships were kept alive as well, and she was following up on any leads that we had.
So what would you say were the main strengths of dealing with Stephanie and Bridget?
I suppose her experience and her openness to helping to build the relationships, first of all. The fact that she was constantly available to answer any queries that I had day and night. She wouldn't like to hear that, but she was always
And a proactive
there.
Person, I think you'd probably say.
Absolutely. So Stephanie, I would give her a certain amount of information and she would come back with 3 or 4 pages for me to sort through. So she was a diligent worker and very active, finding.
Well, look, for the moment, we're going to leave it there, Cara. That's podofficesolutions.ie. He's the managing director of that company. And thank you for talking to me about Bridget.ie and what they do. It sounds like an ideal solution in quite another way. And we'll know where to go for our outdoor, indoor offices, if I may put it that way. Thank you very much for talking to me today, Cara.
No problem. Thanks, John.